We call him Mullet Man.
Business up front, front. Party in the back. Business up front, front. Party in the business up front, front. Party in the back. Business up front, front.
It's a hairdo and a fish.
Such a good intro, Ian. You did such a great job with that.
It is a thing of beauty. It is called Mullet Over, and it is a brand new feature here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. There's three stories that all certainly sound like they could involve somebody with a mullet. Here's the catch. Only one of them actually does, and we are all trying to figure this out together. 833-YO-DUMMY if you'd like to weigh in. Of course, those watching along today at twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, welcome your input as well. But let's get into this. So the first story here, and this is this the real Jamie Lee Curtis? Like the Jamie Lee Curtis?
No, this is a gentleman by the name of Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay. So this particular Jamie Lee Curtis crashed a stolen truck into a big rock and then got caught after cops found his footprints, unfortunately, in the snow.
Yeah. I hate it when that happens.
So let's have a listen again. We're trying to figure out if old Jamie Lee Curtis, who's got that name on lease, has a mullet or not.
Police say this is the man who led them on a chase, crashing a stolen truck into a big rock. According to the Observer reporter, Jamie Lee Curtis fled the scene in South Franklin Township, but police were able to trace his footprints in the snow.
All right.
So Edith instantly said, hit him with the mullet. Look, Jamie Lee Curtis, that does sound like a very mulleted name, doesn't
Three
it?
Three names mm-hmm. lends itself to a longer set of hair, in mm-hmm. my opinion, for a man.
Audrey, what's your first take on that? You think it's possible Jamie Lee Curtis, who crashed a stolen truck into a big rock and then got out and ran from the cops but left his footprints in the snow, has a mullet?
I just don't think that I've ever seen a snow mullet before. I feel like it's like a mythical creature, like more like an abominable snowman. No, it can happen, but it's just very rare.
The mullet is a wonderful hairdo because in the winter it keeps your neck warm, and in the summer it keeps the sun off of your neck.
Yeah, just
Mahoney
ask Quebec.
Bought a mullet hat. Now, I mean, growing up in rural Minnesota, I can't tell you how many mullets I saw.
Oh, and you guys are pretty close to Canada, and Art Ninja Attack and our chat just said Canada equals snow mullets, so okay. I guess.
All right, so we're going to put a maybe by that one. I think that we're all sort of on the fence. Here we go on to number two. This is Noel Dawson Jr. also. Kind of sounds like a
Noel, though.
Yeah. Attacked a family member with a hatchet.
Oh.
On April 2nd, 63-year-old Noel Dawson Jr. allegedly chased a relative around his North Toledo neighborhood with a hatchet. When he finally caught up to the family member, Dawson reportedly took one big swing and made an effort to connect. His aim was a little off, though, and the hatchet instead struck his truck, denting the hood. When a policeman arrived, Dawson chose not to offer up any identifying information and instead laced the cop with profanities. Upon being arrested for assault, criminal damaging, and failure to disclose personal information.
Okay, first off, that report absolutely slaps.
Most rock and roll report I've ever read.
What was that reported from?
That was just straight up rock.
It feels like it sounded like some like weird like Christian youth group like rock band playing in the background.
Don't end up like this guy.
Just some guy talking about the internet on YouTube.
All right.
That's all it is.
So, also very possible that a mullet's involved in a guy that's chasing a family member down with a hatchet.
Yeah, that gives me big mullet.
And then also missing said family member and hitting a truck.
And a hatchet, so he's an outdoorsman.
His first name is Leon, backwards.
Yeah, but Noel. I don't know if a Noel is a that name doesn't strike me as mullet heavy.
Krusty Andy said Noel Dawson Jr., no mullet. Noel Dawson Sr., definitely a mullet. So, okay. Interesting wrinkle there.
Third
and final one. This is
Santa?
Stephen Van Elfen. And this guy got arrested
for... Is Van Elfen hyphenated, or is it...
It's not. It's like Van Halen.
Mullet.
Two words.
Mullet.
There is no metal music in this one, though, okay, even though Dave brought up Van Halen.
Arrested for wearing only a poncho.
According to reports... When deputies spoke with Van Elfen, he said his private parts were too small for anyone to see anyway.
That sounds like I got a weird sense of humor. It sounds crazy, and I don't belong in the asylum, but I was playing cowboys and Indians in the house all by myself.
Mullet.
No, mullet. Too weird to be a mullet. This is not nearly creeper, weirdo for sure. No mullet. This is my definitive no mullet.
Okay, roll them in. Final answers right now. So you're saying which one, Mahoney? So we have Jamie Lee Curtis, the crashed truck into the big rock and then ran away in the snow. You have Noel Dawson, who had the hatchet and the family member, and then Stephen Van Alphen, tiny junk dude wearing only a poncho.
I'm eliminating Stephen Van Alphen, so this is it's a tough one. And I'm just going to go on geographic purposes. Spent a lot of time in Toledo, and they're more of a rat tail city than a mullet city.
Okay.
So I am going to go with the male Jamie Lee Curtis, who left this truck and then footprints, and that's how they found him.
Okay.
With the mullet.
I do, snow mullet.
Oh, man. I do think that, you know, tiny junk, poncho only, that pairs well with a mullet.
No.
Yeah.
That, no, I mean, it doesn't.
I feel like that's
it's too weird. It's too weird.
I just hope that guy has a mullet.
You do not own a poncho if you have a mullet. That is the one thing I'm the most certain about.
It's like oil and water, man.
Yeah, you do not have a poncho and a mullet.
See, Battleborn said number three, mullet and mustache with the poncho. Juan saying the same thing. Edith going with number two. Kyle going with number two. I think number two as well is going to be my final answer. Dude with a hatchet chasing his family member down the road. The mullet's got to be flapping in the breeze. And also the sort of guy that misses said family member with a hatchet.
Fair.
That is a mullet sporting individual.
Okay.
Final
Audrey, I need an answer from you.
I'm going number three. I am sticking with the man who had the poncho and little junk as having the mullet, but my second guess would have been number two, the hatchet man, because I'm going to stand firm. Snow mullets seem mythical to me. That is like fantasy.
We are all of us.
Yeah, all over the place. Mahoney, number one. Dave, number two. Audrey, number three. Correct answer is Ian. Who is the winner?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, I'll tell you who's not the winner.
Yep.
Mahoney.
Yeah.
This, if you look at twitch.tv/David Mahoney, we have a photo of Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, yeah. He looks terrible.
Yeah, he got beat up.
He looks like, if you remember John Fitch, the old UFC fighter, only if John Fitch got beat up much worse than when he was in the
and
UFC.
And did a lot of meth.
A lot of meth.
Yes. Yeah. So, Mahoney, unfortunately, you are incorrect.
I still hold by it's not number three. There's no way it's number three.
You are incorrect, along with Audrey. Because Stephen Van Alphen is actually bald.
Oh,
dude.
Man.
Yeah.
He looks like a white supremacist.
God. Yeah, he was naked, only wearing
terrifying.
A poncho. So that means, indeed, Dave, you are correct.
All
Noel
right.
Dawson Jr. with the hatchet. And look
at
this mugshot.
Look at that beauty.
Look at that guy.
That is the most horrific. He looks like an ICP, like, cover come to life.
He really,
like a Joker's car.
His face
is
weird.
Oh my God.
That's a very strange face.
The great Malenko in person.
If the Unabomber was somehow on more meth and loved ICP.